the halacha, which is brought down in the Hilchos Purim, that in Purim, Eimadatikin b'Moos Purim, you don't have to check. You have to be careful with what you give with Moos Purim too. Which is also the phrase which Mora uses, is called Pershat Yad. If a person puts out his hand and asks for staka, you give him on Purim. You don't have a dat taken, you don't check. So what exactly is the point of this halacha? We're contrasting this with the rest of the year. So the rest of the year, there's the following halacha. There's a discussion in the Gemara and Bava Basra and Daf Tes. Is the Mora says, when a person comes and asks for staka, and you don't know who he is, if you know the person is a person is somebody that you know the person is a trustworthy person, he says he needs staka, he's naming to say that he needs staka, and you give him staka. The person is not known to you, so what do you do? So the Mora says, you're boydik, you check to see if it's true that he needs staka or not. So the Mora has a machloik is whether you're boydik in a situation where he's asking for food, he's asking for clothing. The Mora says, well, asking for clothing, he doesn't have clothing, that's embarrassing. So that's a bizoyan issue. So maybe we should not be boydik, just give him it because he sees he looks, he needs clothing. Maybe he's hiding it. Maybe he has clothing at home. He's hiding. And he's just dressed like this because he wants to get some money. Maybe. But right now he looks embarrassed. So you should cover him and not ask the question. The person's coming, he says he's starving. Maybe he has food at home, but he looks hungry. So give him some food. So more said, we pass in halacha lemaisa that a person comes and looks like he's hungry. You give him money for food. You don't check. If he asks for clothing, you check. That's what we paskin. So this halacha, there's a din of bedika. You find many people come and we ask for some type of tu'udah, some type of certification that this person is deserving of staka, because we see there's a halacha. You have a right to be boedik before you give staka. And that halacha is not only by the case of ksus, it refers to any case of halacha, a person has the right to check. Now, let's say a person wants to give the money anyway. You know what? I like giving staka. I don't mind giving staka. Am I allowed to do that? So if the person is a vadei ramai, and I say, you know what? Even if it's a ramai, I'll give it to him anyway. I don't mind giving it to him. I'll give it to him as a matana, not l'shem staka. So Shlomo Zalman says, you're over the thiever. A person who's a ramai, who's asking for staka, he's a gazlan. He's taking money from people illegally. You're not saying to him, I'm giving you as a matana. You're saying, I'll give it to him. He believes he's getting it as staka, which means he's doing gazela on his end, even though on your end you're being meichel. So there's a case in the Gemara like that. He says that's a simple, that's where a person thinks of doing an aveira, really do, it's not an aveira, but they think of doing an aveira, it's osur. If so, I'm over the ever when I give it to him. That's only if it's a vadei rami. If it's a suffolk rami, if I want to give it and say, listen, if he's saying the truth, it's staka. If it's not, I'll give it for the shem haton, I don't mind. That's mutter, that's fine. You want to do that, that's fine. But there is a halacha that I have a limited amount of money, I want to give them. The case of the Mora actually was not referring to, but was talking about the Gabbai. The Gabbai has a responsibility to give out the stock of money appropriately. The Gabbai has to give it out appropriately. He has to check. He can't just spend my money, the money of stock, just, well, I think it's okay. You have to know what you're doing. Me as if I have my meister money, I want to take out of my meister cash, but I'm a steward of my meister. We pointed out I'm with the Gabbai of my meister account. Well, whatever, it's okay. You know, it's not. I have a responsibility to spend it appropriately, so I'm going. I should check before I do it, and that's why we have these certifications. Comes on Purim and says no. Now Purim, there's no such din. Eim adatikim in Moos Purim. It comes in Moos Purim. So what is this? So the Tosfos says this is an inyan of Simcha. Part of Purim is it to be a happy day. So we don't get involved in checking, not checking. Any person comes and he says that he needs, we believe him that he needs. It's with Sameach people that makes people happy. You're not Mekayim Mitzvah Staka, he says. Because could be it's not Staka, you don't know. You're not Mekayim Matanos of Yoinim with that, because you don't know that this person is an Evian. So you have to make sure that when you give Matanos of Yoinim, you give to somebody that you know for sure that needs it. But besides that, every person comes. There's an inyan of simplest Purim to give to every person which comes. That's how the Ritva understands this halacha, which is unique to Purim. There's no inyan of being medakta at all, but that's only because of the simplest Purim. Now I want to add one more point over here. There's a halacha of, the Gemara says that the Gemara halacha paskins, there's a pasuk in Mishnah which says, Al toshev dach nichla. Don't respond to a person who's crushed, he's a dach, and make him embarrassed. Any person who presents himself that he wants staka, he looks broken, you can't embarrass him publicly. You have to give him something. You give a minimal amount. You shouldn't embarrass him. Unless you know the person is a ramai and he couldn't care less. That's a different story. But otherwise, you have to give him something. You can't say, you know what, I don't know, whatever. You have to give him something. That amount is a small amount. that you shouldn't be embarrassed, that they should give him, as if you totally ignored him, you ignored the person. That's a very important halacha in stalker, because a person who's malam ayin may not stalker. A person who ignores when there is a chiyuv stalker, the Mora says that not very pleasant things about what's supposed to happen to him. So we're balancing over here that the person should not be malam ayin may not stalker. Aleph. This is in al tosh of dach niklam. You can't leave a person embarrassed. Number two. There's a Gemara in Ksubas that says we have to have a karsa toiv to the Ramoyim. You have to have a karsa toiv to the liars, because the onus of not giving stalker to somebody who's supposed to get stalker is tremendous. When it comes to Shemayim, you say, why don't you give him the stalker? He says, I thought he was a rabbi. There's a lot of Ramoyim out there. So we have somewhat of an argument of a defense. If there's no Ramoyim out there, we would have no defense, and the Gehenna would be Geferlach, the Gemara says. So you have a shikul defense. So we have to have a karsa toiv to the Ramoyim. That at least, something, I thought he was a rabbi. Okay, we'll see if that's a good argument or not. But at least you have someone, a person does not get stuck, or somebody's supposed to get stuck, the Gehenna is so Geferlach, the Gemara says, wow, it's such a problem that you should have a karsa toiv, that there's somewhat of an excuse. So our attitude should be: we want to give stalker. We want to give stalker as best as we can, and we do not want to be malam ayin in a stalker. But at the same time, we want to do it in a way which is considered the way we're doing it is a responsible way that we're doing it. We're not just wasting our stalker money. That's the point over here. Not that mehechat hasi, I have right to give it. That's not the attitude. That is, I want to give, but I want to be responsible as best as I can. So we have to understand that this halacha is not to protect ourselves; it's to protect that the mitzvah is being done in an appropriate way. Have a good morning.